USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is planning to appeal his immunity case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. That after a Democrat-appointed D.C. appeals court ruled against his immunity claims related to the federal election interference charges filed against him for allegedly trying to plot and overturn the 2020 election result. Trial in the case had originally been set for March 4th, but is likely to be pushed back now as the immunity issue takes time to be resolved in the courts. Meanwhile, a group of Republican politicians in Washington is banned standing together, saying they do not believe the former president at any point took part in an insurrection against the U.S. A resolution in Congress is signed by several of them.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to consider separate cases about whether former President Trump violated a Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment disqualifying any who rise up against the U.S. government from seeking elected office. A landmark bipartisan immigration and foreign aid deal now faces tough sledding in the U.S. Senate. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with reporters after a meeting with some of the leaders who authored the bill.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this product could ever become law.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed hardline Trump allies in the GOP for scuttling the deal.
They were quaking at the knees at the fear of Donald Trump.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson declared the border deal dead on arrival in the U.S. House after text of the measure was released Sunday. He says it does not do enough to deter illegal border crossings. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, is revealing that he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. This is USA News.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Middle East to advance the framework of a hostage release agreement.
A serious proposal that was aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
During his visit, Blinken held discussions with Egypt's president and is anticipated to meet with several Qatari ministers. Concurrently, Israel's defense minister stated yesterday the country is concentrating on the most southern city of the Gaza Strip, identified as Hamas' last stronghold in the region. At least 9 deaths are being linked to the massive rainstorm that hit California this week. As much as 13 inches of rain was recorded in some spots, bringing intense flooding and mudslides. Local emergency declarations in Southern California, states like Arizona and Nevada are dealing with the worst of the storms now. Wildfires have ravaged one South American country. USA's Corey Myers with details.
Large parts of Chile are being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire on record. Firefighters struggling to contain more than 160 blazes after days of burning. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives.
Honda issuing a recall of nearly 750,000 vehicles.
The recall is due to concerns regarding airbags that may deploy inadvertently during a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has highlighted that the front passenger seat weight sensor might develop cracks and short circuits, leading to a failure in airbag suppression. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.